There is no person that love cannot heal. There is no soul that love cannot save. Indeed, there is no saving to be done at all. For love is what every soul is. And when you give the soul of another what it is, you have given it back to itself.
Move forward with no second guessing, no guilt trips, no hesitation. Your life is out in front of you, not behind you. What you've done is what you've done. You can't change that, but you can move forward.
Yes, but isn't it okay to have regrets?
As long as you don't confuse regret with guilt, they're not the same. Regret is your announcement that you did not demonstrate your highest idea about who you are. Guilt is your decision that you are not worthy of doing so ever again. Your society and your religions teach you of a guilt which requires you to be punished without hope of rehabilitation. Yet I tell you this, the purpose of life is to recreate yourself anew in each moment, in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. In this I have joined you as co-creator. Seeing where you are going, seeing the path you have set for yourself, I'm giving you the tools to experience exactly what you needed to experience, to create exactly what you needed to create. All of this has been called forth by you and me together. Whose will is it then? I tell you that it is divine will. Remember this always. Your will and mine is that will which is divine.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. Wow, that says it, doesn't it? That puts it all together. You have a way of doing that. You have a way of putting it all in 10 words or less. That's another way of saying something you said to me in conversations with God. Your will for you is my will for you.
Yes.
But you said something back there that struck me. You said that I simply have been using God to make my life happen. Somehow that doesn't seem right. I mean, it doesn't feel as though that's the kind of relationship I'm supposed to have with you.
Why not?
Well, I don't know exactly. But somewhere mixed in there are some things I've been taught about being here to serve God. When I was at St. Lawrence Elementary School in Milwaukee and I was really thinking that I was going into the seminary, I remember the nuns talking about God using me to serve God's purpose. There was never any talk about my using God to serve my purpose.
And yet this is how I would have it be.
It is? You would?
Yes.
You want us to use you? We're not here for you to use us?
Part of the problem in understanding this and straightening this out is that this conversation is being constructed on top of a separation paradigm. That is, we are talking as if you and I were somehow separate from each other, which is, of course, how most of the human race thinks of it. It is how most people imagine their relationship with God to be. So it may be useful to talk within that paradigm if it allows for greater understanding. But I just want to note that we are speaking of the illusion here, not reality, not what is real.
I understand. I agree that there may be some benefit in speaking in illusory terms about life inside the illusion. I'm clear that all of life on Earth is illusory. I know now and often deeply experience the ultimate reality of oneness with you and with everything and everyone, but it's helpful to sometimes discuss things within the framework of my and many people's lesser understandings. Speaking within that framework, then, we're not here for you to use us?
If you were there for me to use you, why is the world the way it is? Could it be that this is what I had in mind, or could it be that this is what you've had in mind? I tell you this. It is the latter, and not the former. The world around you is exactly what you've had in mind. I'm going to say that again because there's a possibility you may have missed it. I said, the world around you is exactly what you've had in mind. What you have carried in your mind about the world is what you will see around the world. What you carry in your mind about your life is what you will see in your life. If I have been using you for my purposes, as you have framed them in your limited understanding, I must be a very inefficient God. I can't seem to get anything done. Even using you as my messenger and assistant, even sending to earth my only begotten son, as some of you would have it, I've been unable to turn the tide, to change the course of events, to create the world of my desires. Could it be that my purpose has been to create the world as it is? Of course not, unless My purpose has been for you to create the world as you choose. In that case, you have served my purpose, and I have been using you. Yet you have also been using me, because it is only through the creative power that resides within you, power given to you by me, that you have been able to create the world of your dreams.
This is the world of my dreams?
If you had not dreamed it, it could not be.
Many days, this seems like the world of my worst nightmares.
Nightmares are dreams as well. They are particular kinds of dreams.
So how do I get rid of them?
Change your mind about what you hold in mind about the world. It is part of that same process of which I spoke earlier. Think about what you're going to think about. Think on things good and wondrous. Think of moments of splendor, visions of glory, expressions of love.
Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you.
Exactly.
And use you. Use God in the process.
God is the process. The process is what I am. It is the process you call life. You cannot not use me. You can only not know that you are. Yet if you use me consciously, if you use me with awareness and with intention, all things will change. This is step 5 in creating a friendship with God. Use God.
Please tell me how to do that. I mean, it still seems so strange to think of it in those terms. I need you to help me understand what it means to use God.
It means to use all the tools and gifts I have given you. The gift of creative energy, which allows you to form your reality and create your experience with your thoughts, words, and deeds. The gift of gentle wisdom, which allows you to know the truth in times when it may be good to judge, not by appearances. And the gift of pure love, which allows you to bless others and accept them without condition, granting them the freedom to make their own choices and to live them, and giving your divine self the freedom to do the same. Each of you recreating yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are. I tell you, there is a divine force in the universe, and it is made up of these. Creative energy, gentle wisdom, pure love. When you use God, you are simply using this divine force.
May the force be with you.
Precisely. Do you think George Lucas came up with that by accident? Do you imagine that idea came out of thin air? I tell you, I inspired George to come up with those words and the ideas behind them, just as I am inspiring you now to come up with the words and ideas here. So go now and do that which you have given yourself to do. Change the world by force. And use me. Use me all the time, every day, in your darkest hour, in your shining one, in your moment of fear and in your moment of courage, in your ups and your downs, your highs and your lows. I tell you, you will have all of these, and have had them. For everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven.
A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to harvest that which has been planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace.
What is it time for now? That is the question. What time do you choose for it to be now? You have had all of these times, and now it is time for you to choose which time you wish to experience this time.
For all that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. This is the eternal moment, the time of your new deciding. The world awaits you and your decision. It will put into place what you place into being. You will place into being what you are being.
This is how it works. This is how it is. And now is the time of your awakening to this truth. Go forth and spread this message to all the world. The time of your deliverance is at hand. For you have prayed to me, deliver us from evil. And I am doing so again with the message found here. I am holding out again the hand of friendship.
A friendship with God.
I am here for you always.
Always.
Thank you for this wonderful dialogue on how to have a friendship with God. I'm having some marvelous time with you here. And these first five steps alone, know God, trust God, love God, embrace God, use God, could change people's lives.
Yes, but patience. There are two more.
I know. And I need a little help with the next one.
Help God.
Yes, I need a little help understanding why you need help. I thought you were the one who didn't need anything.
I don't need help, but I enjoy having it. It makes things easier.
Easier? I thought there were no levels of difficulty in God's world. What, are you going back on yourself?
No. In ultimate reality, there are not. When I converse with you here, I most often use terms consistent with your illusion. If I always spoke to you in terms consistent with ultimate reality, we could not have any conversation at all. You could not understand. It is very challenging to you when I do so, even occasionally. The difficulty is that you do not have words for most of what there is to convey. And of that for which you do have words, you do not have a context within which to place them. This is the difficulty with much spiritual and esoteric writing. They are attempts to convey truth about ultimate reality with limited words taken out of context.
That must be why so much spiritual writing and sacred scripture has been misinterpreted.
You're right.
So, within the context of my understanding, what did you mean when you said that your having my help makes things easier?
I meant that it makes things easier for you.
Oh, I thought that you meant it makes things easier for you.
In a sense, I did. And it does. But you see, here's where we get into that context thing again. I am crossing over into the context of ultimate reality when I say things like that. In ultimate reality, what helps you helps me, because in ultimate reality, you and I are one. There is no separation between us. Yet within the separation paradigm in which you live, within the illusion you are experiencing, such a statement has no meaning. Throughout this dialogue, I've had to do that kind of crossing over, moving from one context to another, in order to explain things that cannot be explained simply by staying within the framework of your own earthly experience. Thus, it is a challenge for you to grok in fullness. As wonderful Robert Heinlein would put it, what I mean when I say, help God.
Most people can't even grok in fullness what grok in fullness means.
Well, exactly. That's the problem right there. You grok it in fullness.
Well, then why don't we just say then that it makes things easier for us when I help God? But now tell me, how does it make things easier?
In order for you to understand that, you have to understand what God is trying to do. You have to understand what I'm up to.
Well, I think I do. I mean, you're recreating yourself anew in every single moment of now. You're doing this in the, as you always say, the next grandest version of the greatest vision you ever held about who you are. And you're doing this in, as, and through us. In that sense, we are you. We are members of the body of God. We are God-godding.
You have remembered well, my friend. Once again, we begin to speak with one voice. This is good, for you shall be one of many messengers, not only a seeker of the light, but a bringer of the light.
And that is how I can best help you. I can best help by remembering, or as you would put it, remembering. That is, becoming a member once again of the body of God.
You have truly understood. You have grasped this completely, in its every nuance.